feel relieved now. Good evening. It's such an honor and a blessing to just be here tonight. Before I get started, I just want to thank my Lord and Savior for calling me to the ministry. And I want to thank Pastor Hunter for giving me the opportunity to preach. And what a blessing it is to be here tonight, just to be preaching not only in my home church, but in front of my church family and in front of my family and friends. I remember when Pastor presented the opportunity for me to preach, I really thought he was joking. But shortly I found out he was serious. He wasn't joking. So I thank him for that. Thank him for the opportunity. Pray for my wife. We're expecting a baby right now with all her health problems and everything. Just continue to keep her in your prayers. And also pray for my family. Friday morning, I lost one of my... I lost one of my closest friends, which is my grandmother. Sorry. She was 101 years old. She's in a better place. She went home to be with the Lord. So pray for our family right now as we go through this trial that we're going through. And pray for our traveling mercies because we have to fly overseas to bury her and everything. Sorry. If you have your Bibles here tonight, could you turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 41. The book of Isaiah, chapter 41. When Pastor first presented the opportunity for me to preach, I really didn't know what I wanted to preach about. But it's one thing that not only me, but everybody else deal with on a regular basis, on an everyday basis, and that's fear. So the title of this message is Overcoming Fear in Your Life. Before we get started, let's find out who Isaiah really was. Isaiah was a prophet. While the nation of Israel was divided into two kingdoms, Israel on the north and Judah in the south. You see, the northern kingdom had sinned greatly against God. And the southern kingdom was headed in the same direction. Chapter 41 took place during the reign of King Hezekiah. You see, God gave Isaiah a vision of what he wanted Isaiah to communicate to his people. The people of Judah were sinning greatly, and they didn't even care. In chapter 41, we're going to see how God would help Israel if they will turn from their ways and stay focused on him. You see, God calls Israel his own because of his wonderful friendship with Abraham. He chose Israel, and they had the assurance that God will be with them every single day. By the way, do you have that same assurance tonight that God will be there for you whenever you need him? Do you consider God as your friend? Are you as devoted to him as he is to you? So, let's pick up in Isaiah 41 in verse 9. In verse 8, sorry, I apologize. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham my friend. I said, Lord called Israel his own because of his wonderful friendship with Abraham. In verse 9, thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the thief, from the chief man thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I had chosen thee and not cast thee away. You see, God chose Israel through Abraham because he wanted to, not because they deserve it. Have you ever felt like you are up against unbelievable odds? Are you in a bad place financially or emotionally? Do your struggles make you feel like you're facing a mountain of difficulties? Or maybe you're here tonight and your fear is emotionally or spiritually paralyzing you. You see, at times we may want to run away from our fears or our problems instead of facing them. You see, we all face fears in life. Some people are afraid of the dark, like my wife, I'm sorry. Some people are afraid of heights. Some people are afraid of dogs, spiders, or some of you are afraid of dying. There's so many things in this world that to be fearful of. You might be here tonight, and the thing that you are afraid of is just eating you up inside. I tell you what, there's nothing in life that our Lord and Savior cannot overcome. Last year was a pretty rough year for me. Ever since I surrendered to God's calling, it's like everything was just, the devil was an attack. My wife became ill with her heart condition, and a couple months after that, she was diagnosed with lupus. It was rough because seeing her just cry almost every night, not questioning God why this is happening to her, but crying because she had to change her whole lifestyle. She had to start eating better. Some of the things she used to do, she wasn't able to do anymore. In other words, she just had to rest and take it easy and take care of her body. And with all that going on with her health, and we were in the process of a huge remodeling at home from a leak and mold in the house. Dust was everywhere. It wasn't safe to be there. At times, I thought I was going to lose my mind because so much was just going on at the time. My family was under attack, and my home was literally under attack as well. You see, in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2, James tells us, count it all joy when things don't go right. So I started to question myself, how can I be joyful when there's so much going on right now? Finances are all over the place. Kids are all over the place. I started to get scared. I was afraid. Started praying. Started asking God to help me because I need some kind of direction. And then the Lord led me to this passage in Isaiah 41, verse 10. It says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Fear not, because God is with me, and he will strengthen me. You see, the Lord was telling me, fear not. There's nothing to be afraid of, because I'm with you every step of the way. You see, God's presence is with us every single day. And by the way, nothing can separate us from God's love. There's nothing too big or too small that our God cannot overcome. God knows all about our fears, and he has given us a command: do not fear. You see, the command that he gave us this command because he's able to banish our fears. Are you gripped by some particular fear at this moment? Do not fear. Let the Lord free you from it. In Psalms 34, verse 4, the psalmist who said, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Do not fear, for I am with thee. You see, this is the reason why we need not to fear. The Lord is with us. Psalms 23, verse 4 reads, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod, thy staff, thy comfort me. So why, for thou art with me? It's because the Lord Jesus himself is with you. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and every single day of the week. So there's no reason to have fear, because God is greater than any fear we face in our life. Jesus said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So when you think about it, if the Lord himself is with you, how can you remain fearful? How can you remain fearful? One of my biggest fears was public speaking. Public speaking was one of my biggest fears. Getting ready to tell you a story. My mom is in here. She don't know this story, but graduated high school. If you didn't know this, I used to be very shy. Never really liked to talk to people. And definitely not standing in front of a crowd of people and talking, because I would start to sweat. I would start to fumble on my words. Not because I didn't know what to say, it's because I was just terrified of people. I was shy. I was nervous. So graduated high school, first year of college. Took a speech class. I really didn't want to take the speech class, but the degree I was seeking, it was a requirement for me to take that course. So I said, okay, if I have to do it, I just go ahead and do it. And the first day of class, I remembered it was a small room with about 40 kids at BC. So the first day of class, we had an assignment due. We had to do a speech. So I was thinking, really, the first day of class, I have to get up and do a speech. I was scared. I was nervous. In my head, I didn't want to do it, but I did it anyways. So it was my turn to go up, did my speech. And after class, I went to the advisor and I dropped the course. Sorry, Mom. You You see, that fear, that thing that I was fearful of, was eating me inside. It had a control over me. Philippians 4:13 says, I could do all things through Christ with strength in me. Aren't you happy that we serve a powerful and living God? You see, in Romans 8:31 states, what shall we then say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? This should be a question that we ask ourselves on a regular. If God is for us, who can be against us? And Psalms 118, verse 6 states, the Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do unto me? I will not fear. You see, he does not say that he should not suffer, but that he will not fear. What can man do unto me? He can do nothing that God more than what God permits in our lives. So you see, if God had told me I would be doing what I'm doing tonight, I wouldn't have been standing here in front of you guys. You see, God put me in a different position after that to help me face my fears. One of the biggest positions the Lord really helped me with to overcome my fears was I had started working at hospice. And never knew what hospice was until I got hired. Really didn't know what hospice was till I got hired. My aunt is here. She's in the room, and she's been with hospice for 35 years. Never really knew what hospice was until I started working there. Worked for hospice for 6 years. Hospice really brought me out of my shell because we had to interact with the family members face to face. To be honest with you, working at hospice kind of tendered my heart. Because whenever we go inside the home, we had to make sure we were there to comfort and be there for the family members because they are going through a tough time in their life. So I thank God for giving me the opportunity to work at hospice. Be not dismayed, because he will help you with whatever fear you're dealing with in your life. Another word for dismayed is to be discouraged or to be disheartened. It's so easy to be dismayed in life no matter what the circumstance is, or no matter what the situation is. We easily get dismayed, discouraged. Discouraged is one of the prevailing problems of today. Instead, we pray and ask God for guidance and direction. We get discouraged when things don't go right. But we need not to be dismayed because God loves us very much and cares for us. This reminds us of 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, and it says, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because of the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his son and his daughter for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. You see, they were facing with tragedies of losing their families. David's soldiers began to turn against him and even talked about killing him. David was greatly distressed, but he encouraged himself in the Lord his God. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 8, it says that David personally went to the Lord for encouragement. Maybe you're here tonight and you're discouraged about something? If so, listen to God's word and be not dismayed. Go to the Lord personally and ask him for encouragement, because the Lord is with you. In conclusion, I will help uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You see, God's right hand is just and righteous. Jesus sits at God's right hand, and Jesus is the righteous of God. You see, God has promised us himself. In Romans 3, 20, 21 and 22, Christ took our punishment. Verse 21, it states, "But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets." Verse 22, "Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all of them that believe, for there is no difference. By trusting God to take away our sins. Trusting means to put our whole confidence in him to forgive us our sins, to make us right with God and empower us to live the way he taught us. You see, God's solution is available to all of us, regardless of our background and our past behaviors. "I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." This is the promise that God presents to us. So why should we be afraid? Why should we be fearful? The Lord says, "Fear not, and be not dismayed, for he is with us, no matter what it is." There's nothing too big or too small that God cannot overcome. Trials come in all shapes and sizes, but we serve a powerful and living God. Put your faith and your trust in him, and he'll bring you through whatever. He'll bring you through whatever you're facing in life. Listen, we all have problems. We all have problems. So easy to get discouraged. So easy to get discouraged. We've got to put our trust and faith in God and ask him to bring us through whatever we're going through. Shall we pray?